And the boys said of a night when they'd camp and they'd get close to the lake, you know, they'd catch horse flies, lots of horse flies in there. And they'd catch a bunch of horse flies and go down there and throw them in on a big hook and catch all the fish they wanted.
Hmm.
So 20 to 30 minutes, they'd have all the fish they could use.
My goodness.
And, you know, horse flies.
Hmm. Well, what do you use with a bull to raise a herd? You have to have a bull and then also a
cow.
Uh-huh. And the ox. What do you call a motherless calf? Anything special?
Orphan calf.
Uh-huh. And when the cow is going to give birth, is there any special term there?
She'd be a carnivore. She'd be a mother cow, wouldn't she? I guess I couldn't figure that out.
And you had lots of horses.
Hmm?
You had horses. Do you have any special term for an unbroken horse?
Anything about an unbroken horse?
Any special term for that?
Mm-hmm. You mean how to break them?
Would you call him anything special if he hadn't been broken to saddle yet?
Mm-hmm. Well, she's a mean horse, be outlaw, but if I was going up to sell one and I'd get him rope broke, I'd just call him green broke, you know.
Uh-huh.
That's what I call him, just green broke, just broke the rope.
Mm-hmm.
And then after he's rode a few times, I'd call him broke.
Any special term for these spotted ponies?
Spotted ponies?
What kind of Indians have? White with these big brown or black spots?
Let me see. You mean the name, you want me to name the color of them? What?
No, or did you call them anything special?
Well, the good white spotted horses are Arabian, registered.
Oh.
The good horses, they cost, we had a stallion that cost $7.
Boy.
Arabian, you know. He was white and red spotted. And I'm sure he has colts all over this country now.
Hmm.
I guess he'd be 20 years old, wouldn't he? Maybe older now.
Maybe. Yeah, I was just thinking, just a plain old horse. So.
No, he wasn't. He wasn't plain. He's Richard.
Uh-huh.
He's Richard. That Arabian horse, he ain't got much hair. You know, they're...
Oh, is that right?
No, their hair is short. Like that. And it's about like that long. They don't hardly cover their skin. Prettiest horses you ever seen.
Ooh.
When they're really ravens.
Uh-huh.
Wretched horses. And smart. You talk about me and you being smart. They're smarter than we are.
Huh.
That old horse I used to ride do anything but talk. He couldn't talk a word. But he could do anything. He knew what I wanted.
Hmm. I bet it's fun to ride a horse like that, isn't it?
Yeah. I could be... say 15 miles away from home when the sun went down, across them mountains, and some of them mountains a quarter high. I could just lay my bridle rein down on that saddle hole, and that horse would take me home in less than an hour.
Hmm.
15 miles.
Boy, it must have been fast.
He'd top them mountains and go on and come. Never getting lost, he'd go home.
Hmm.
Slide off of them old mountains, I felt lots of time like he was going to hit the ground. Come down these steep mountains. I've been way in here at the Lexington place, Queen Anne Bethel up there. And be sundown, I guess it's 15 miles home. I just lay him, I wouldn't pay him, I wouldn't rein him.
Mm-hmm.
Just lay him rein down. He'd go the straightest way.
Straight
down. And you'd think now, next morning, he wouldn't be able to do anything. But the next morning, he would just ride with kid. He got so smart, after I kept him long, I kept taking such a good care of him, he got so smart.